Morning, afternoon, evening. Hey, last night I left you with 3 points, and the third point was be yourself. But we all have two things. We all have secret identities, and we all have super suits. We can't be the hero that we're meant to be, that God wants us to be, unless we're ourselves. Unless you are you, you can't be the hero that God's created you to be. But what do we do with these secret identities that we have in these super suits? The secret identities, they're those things that we keep close to our heart. The people we are when no one else is looking. Maybe you've got a best friend, or a really good relationship with a parent or a grandparent, or maybe you've got a mentor figure in your life who knows you better than anyone else in the world, yet still there's this part of this secret identity. The super suit, well, that's what everyone sees. That's what we like to parade in all the time. And, so bullets bounce off and no one sees what's on the inside. This was demonstrated to me probably best of all by a letter I received many, many years ago. Way before emails and mobile phones, we used to write letters to stay in contact. And I used to say to campers that if they wrote me a letter, then I'd always write back. And one girl who I didn't really know that well on camp took me up on this offer, and I got a letter about 3 or 4 weeks after camp. And it was the most amazing letter from a 12-year-old girl, because at the top of the letter, she'd drawn this picture. And the picture was a face, and half of the face was a smiling face, and half of the face was frowning and had tears coming off it. And she'd written these words. Next to the smiling face, she'd written, "This is what people see." Next to the face that was crying, she'd written, "This is the real me." Now, I thought that was an amazing revelation for a 12-year-old girl, because she'd got it. She'd understood that she had this super suit and this secret identity. She had this super suit, which was what everybody saw, this happy, smiling, outgoing, friendly girl. But on the inside, there was stuff going on. She was crying on the inside. And what she was struggling with most of all was this idea that she wrote in this letter, "No one, Lloyd, no one knows the real me." She was struggling with this idea of what is my identity? Who am I? There's this person that everybody sees and this person that I have to be. I have to please my parents and I have to please my teachers and I have to please my friends and I have to be this person that somehow is me. I have become this super suit. I can't take it off because that's me. And yet, there's this other person that I know that nobody else knows. Further in the letter, she said something along the lines of, "I just need someone to know the real me. Because if nobody knows the real me, then nobody can help me." We looked at David last night. And before the story of David and Goliath, we actually have an interesting part, which is where David is being anointed as the next king of Israel. If you don't know what that's about, then chat to your leaders about it and they'll be able to explain. But basically, there's a story of David's anointing, going through all the other brothers and looking at them. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.'" This is talking about one of David's older brothers. "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Let me paraphrase that for you. Let me put it in different words. Do not look at the super suit. Don't look at the shiny red cape. Don't look at the underwear on the outside of the pants. Don't look at the super suit. God doesn't see as man sees. God doesn't look at the super suit. Men, humans, people look at the super suit. God looks at the secret identity. What I want to say this morning, just really quickly, is we have a fantastic opportunity this week. We're going to have some great fun. And I know that some of you, who saw some superhero costumes today? Yeah? I've seen some of these costumes that some of the leaders have put together, and they're amazing. I know that lots of you have got superhero costumes and other stuff and fun stuff happening around the theme of superheroes this week. And that's great that we can do that stuff. But when it comes to the heart, when it comes to our super suits and our secret identities, we've got an opportunity this week that I invite you to leave the super suit on the shelf. This week, I want us to take a real look at our secret identities. That doesn't mean we need to share that with everybody and say, hey everyone, this is the real me. But try just leaving the super suit on the shelf. As we said last night, for some of you that will be a big step out of your comfort zone because you feel, I need to wear this super suit the whole time. I can't let anyone in. But I hope that we can create an environment this week on camp that is safe, that maybe with the people in your cabin, maybe with your leader or one of the other leaders, that they can help you start to look at this question of, well, who is the real me? Because I know from my experience and from lots of people I've talked to over lots of years that this is not just something that I'm talking about up here. It's a truth that we all know. There's this super suit that we wear and then there's the real us inside. God's not interested in the super suit. He's got x-ray vision. He looks straight through it, straight to your secret identity, straight to your heart. And if you want to be, and I hope you do, I hope we all do, want to be the hero that God has created us to be, the business that we need to do between God and ourselves is to do with that secret identity. God thinks you are a hero. God knows you are a hero. He's created you to be that person. And hopefully as we go through this week, you can keep that in mind. Keep that in mind when you're talking to other campers and leaders this week. Try not to look at their super suits. Try and look towards more of their heart. See them as God sees them as well. And try and see yourself as God sees you. As you explore this question of, well, who is the real me? If that's what's really important, if the super suit isn't important, who is the real me? Can Clark Kent fly?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference whether he wears the super suit or not. You guys are heroes. You don't need your super suits to be those heroes. And I really pray that God can really connect with you on a heart level this week. We've got one of our leaders coming up to share a bit about their life, and I'm just going to pray before they come. Dear God, I just thank you that you do look at the heart. I thank you, God, that you don't see me as other people have seen me throughout my life. When I was being bullied all through school, you didn't see me as the bullies saw me. And that's what kept me going. I thank you, Lord, that you see each of us straight to our hearts and you see the heroes that we can be. I just pray that, I just feel today, Lord, that you want to speak to people and tell them that they are heroes, that they don't need to wear those super suits because you see their hearts and you see awesome, awesome creations of yours, Lord. Awesome children of God. I just pray for Luke as he comes up to share about his life that we can listen and maybe some of the things that he's seen in his life, we can relate to our own and let you speak to us through him. In Jesus' name, amen.